السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. Tonight is the night of Jum'ah. And not too long ago, I was saying this is the first Jum'ah. Then I said we've gone to the second Jum'ah. And now we have reached the final Jum'ah. Ramadan has come and Ramadan is leaving. Hope none of us are amongst the category of people that have let Ramadan come and Ramadan leave without our sins being forgiven. Inshallah, I have total umid in every one of us that Allah has forgiven all of us and will forgive all of us and will accept all of our ibadah, inshallah, because you have been extremely patient with me. So I was doing it for you. You can thank me later. But if I told you in advance, you know, you might have convinced me not to do it. Tonight is the odd night, for most of the world at least. Tonight is the night of Jum'ah. According to many scholars, if the odd night in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, if there is an odd night that falls on the night of Jum'ah, then there is extreme hope that tonight is the night of Laylatul Qadr. So for most of the world, tonight is an odd night, and tonight is the night of Jum'ah. And without repeating old sayings over and over, remember, send as much salawat as you can. So instead of between the breaks, chit-chatting, opening your phones, send salah on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as you can. And remember, if you cannot find yourself to worship Allah throughout the night, then do a little bit of extra. And that could just mean two rak'ahs, that could mean a page, that could mean anything extra than what you do. Do it and then make sure then you go to sleep. Don't stay up on your phone tonight. Tonight, and any of the odd nights, in all honesty, all of Ramadan is what our goal should be. We should just avoid using it, avoid reading the news to, you know, that we have a habit of doing before we sleep, we wake up, ignore all those things. Avoid those things in Ramadan. If you're really, really struggling, avoid them at least in the last 10 nights. If you're struggling then, avoid them in the last odd nights. But like just like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, find Laylatul Qadr in the last odd nights, he didn't guarantee it all the time. But that was just a way of saying, if you can't do any of these, then at least try to search it in this night. More likelihood. So the idea here is we should avoid using our phones, especially on tonight. Tonight, make it a point that I do not pick up my phone and I do not read the news, because the reality is the news is full of advertisements and you may be reading one thing, but something else will pop up. No point in ruining your night for a small ad. Anyways, we'll just mention one method in which how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak to the Sahaba. It is a method that I adopted earlier in Ramadan, which I think everybody failed in. Sorry. I'm going to say it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit was that he would mention something, but he would mention just a little bit to see who would come and ask the question. You understand what I'm saying? He would say a little bit, and then he wanted to see who would go further to find the answer. So you guys know what I'm talking about. Anyways, in this occasion, everybody is very well, it's a very famous hadith. The hadith goes as such, for those who may have not heard of it. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in the masjid as you and I are today. And he said to the companions that were present, he said, there will come a man soon, now to the masjid, who is from amongst the people of Jannah. And a man walked in. And the way to describe this man, this Sahabi, was that, you know, he came in properly and he had his sandals in his, holding his sandals in his left hand. And the reason why that it was important is because it is talking about that person's habit. And that was that he did everything in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was the sunnah of our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when he would carry his shoes, he would carry them in his left hand. Inshallah, we can all practice on that. But that's to illustrate about this Sahabi, that he, even to that point, he emulated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so People looked at him, didn't see anything, that he did any ibadah. Next day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, similar way, that there's someone from the people of Jannah he's going to enter today. And they sit, and they see it's the same man. Same man enters again. Again, the third time. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again says the third day, a man from the people of Jannah is going to enter today. And when he enters, it's the same man again. So now, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu an, he was curious. He is the one who wanted to go find out what is so special about him. So he made up an excuse. And he went to this man. And he said to this man, that me and my father, we got into a little bit of an argument, and I swore on the name of Allah that I would not go to his house for 3 days. Now Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu an never had an issue with his father, and nor did he ever take that oath. But for the sake of trying to understand, and for the sake of, because he wanted to find out what this person is doing, so he could also be a person from amongst the people of Jannah. And there's a long whole conversation on this subject, which I will leave for another time, for those of you who care. Any case, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu stays with him the first night. And he says, I didn't see him getting up for tahajjud. He says, nothing. I didn't see him getting up in the middle of the night. He says, the most, maybe every time he would like toss and turn when he would sleep, you might hear him say Allahu Akbar or some form of dhikr when he would wake up, you know? He says, other than that, I didn't see him getting up. The first night, okay, maybe tonight he's tired. Second night, same thing. Third night, same thing. So now Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu is like, you know, at this point, I'm just going to admit to him the truth. So he says to him, before he leaves, he says, I have no issue with my father. I did not actually take an oath. I actually stayed here because this incident took place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person from the people of Jannah will come. And then he relays the story, the 3 times, 3 days. And he said to him, you see what I do every day? I don't do anything specific. This is what I do. I don't know what to tell you. Now in this specific narration, so Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu decides, okay, so I don't know what it is, I can't figure it out, so he's starting to leave. Now as he leaves, this sahabi stops him. And he says, well, there's one thing, maybe, and listen very carefully, I do not hold any deceit towards any Muslim. I do not hold enmity, deceit, dislike towards any Muslim. And I never wish harm on a person for the good that Allah has given them. Meaning jealousy. I'm never jealous on what somebody else has. Jealousy in the sense that I want it and I want them not to have it. Two very, very simple things. So powerful that they made him, and Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu said, that must be it. That must be. So simple. How unfortunate it is that we look at others, and even if they make a mistake, we think down upon them. Oh, they're like this, they're like that, they did this, they did that. Oh, you know what, that one day, he was so rude. For small things. This sahabi was a person of Jannah, simply because he did not hold deceit, dislike towards any Muslim, and he was never jealous of what someone else was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a powerful way to live life. Unfortunately, it's not so common today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us and make it a common theme amongst us, especially amongst our own community. Listen, no one is perfect. I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, we're all imperfect. That's the beauty of us. Learn to forgive and forget. Learn to let things go. Even if the other person isn't saying sorry to you, you learn to let it go. Because your Allah is at least watching you. In the name of this sahabi, which I won't leave to for you to question me, I'll give you this much information. It was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu. Or Sa'd ibn Waqas radiallahu anhu. Abi Waqas? Sa'd ibn Waqas radiallahu anhu. Abi Waqas, right? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu. He was the sahabi who was being discussed in this narration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding. Ameen. Wa akhu da'wana.